Vigilantes try to evict squatters at a million-dollar Queens house after a homeowner who confronted them is arrested in a tense standoff. Imagine going to your rental property. Somebody's there that you don't know who they are. You confront them, and you are the one that goes out in shackles, hands behind your back. Yeah, does that seem right? No. Let's get into it. Here we go.
The police department doesn't have the lease?
No.
He's got no documentation.
Just bills.
So, Adele, you're getting arrested right now?
I'm being arrested.
For what?
For being in my own home.
Fiery. Fiery standoff. She had the deed. I'm going to believe her over some jokers. It's so insane how many rights these people have. And she's got to go through the eviction process. House of Horrors. That was great. I've been covering a number of these topics. We had one here in Bellevue. There's a video on this channel about a Bellevue landlord and a Bellevue squatter. And that got a ton of attention. We got the U.S. Sun to cover it. And it's been out there. There is a ton of people reporting these type stories. And so on this one here, spoiler alert, yesterday, the serial squatters, they all left, I think, except one. There was a follow-up article, but I couldn't really confirm the details. Let's get into this one. A pair of vigilantes allegedly tried to forcefully evict three alleged squatters from a million-dollar Queens home after the homeowner was arrested when she changed the locks and tried to remove them. The problem that comes in is the cops don't know, and it becomes a civil matter. And you're breaking and entering. No, it's my home. They don't know who's who, right? Two unidentified men driving a black pickup truck pulled into the driveway of the Flushing home, searching for the tenants Tuesday afternoon, according to the Daily Mail. "We are looking to get this guy out," said one of the men, allegedly said. A neighbor told the outlet, "I am here to talk to him. I want to see why he is here." Does that seem reasonable? Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, this is my house. Get the F out. Get the F out. I mean, and if you know what? You're going to see more and more landlords take matters into their own hands and just make things happening. We had a family conversation where we talked about, you know, all right, here's that gray line of where you may need to cross. And, you know, multiple family members of mine own a lot of real estate, tons of rentals. And this comes up. How do you get people out? Well, sometimes, you know, you get, it's not Guido the killer pimp back from Risky Business days with Tom Cruise, but you know, you get somebody that has some size to them and, you know, you maybe let them know, we got to do this. Sorry about that. You let them know you guys are out of here. Otherwise, this isn't going to go well for you. But these squatters, they know oftentimes they've got the upper hand because, you know, the legal system is such, they're good people for the most part. Let them squat. They'll be fine. The million-dollar home in Flushing, Queens was taken over by squatters last month while the owner was trying to sell it. Adele Andaloro, 47, was in the process of selling the property when the group shadily took refuge in the home last month. Adoloro inherited the million-dollar property from her parents after they died. She confronted the trio and changed the locks in hopes that they would not be able to re-enter if they left. However, a male inside the home called the police on Adoloro, who was later arrested. A squatter called the police on the landowner, and the landowner was arrested. What's wrong with this picture, right? What is wrong with this picture? And this is not just New York. This is all over. I did one yesterday. It was a $4.5 million Hollywood residence where, you know, the homeowner had vamoosed and took off, and they were throwing massive parties. They were doing cover charge. And, you know, these folks got in and they got hold and they put together a bogus lease. And you can check out that podcast. But this is one of those cases that this one has gone viral. This one, so many of you guys sent me this, and thank you. However, a male inside the home called the police on Andaloro and was later arrested. Neighbors have noticed some concerning activity. I have concern about what's going on here from the house since the alleged squatters snaked their way into the home. It's insane what's going on. A 24-year-old college student living next to the home, identified only as Costa, said that she's been on edge since the occupants arrived. Well, they're living there illegally, and if they're willing to break and enter into a home, odds are they've got other shenanigans going on in their lives, right? Because that's what happens so often. Number one, they're squatting, but they're doing drugs. We've seen instances of where they have been renting out rooms to OnlyFans. I mean, you can imagine just, you know, how that's going. Just swell, right? We all know what they're up to, so we're all kind of pissed about it. Maybe they're selling drugs. Maybe this crew is selling drugs. A little human trafficking thrown in there. A little human trafficking. I mean, the concerned neighbor claimed boards were all over the property and the people occupying the home were doing construction on the house all night long. Yeah, you know, they had to make some adjustments so that they could kind of hunker down when you know, the landlords came. Eh, we got to lock things down here because this is a battle. This is a battle. I've talked about it before, in the movie Pacific Heights. Watch that. You think some of this stuff, you know, hasn't been out there for years and years and years? Michael Keaton, he played a great role in that movie Pacific Heights. I heard a drill and saw through my window that they were drilling holes into the wall and putting up boards. Yeah, they were locking down their fiefdom. They were doing what they needed to do to protect theirs. It wasn't theirs, but because of the way the laws are, these squatters can get in and just wreak havoc. I don't know if the board is still there, but it looked like they were trying to hide what was inside. What was inside? Shenanigans, right? A woman who requested to remain anonymous claimed that she saw one of the unethical dwellers carrying a door into the home late one night. What are you doing with that door? I'm installing it. Where? Right? I mean, what's going on there? Were they making some kind of, you know, meth lab in the basement? Who knows? Who knows what's going on? So then we get into this section here. What do you need to know about squatters in New York? What are squatters' rights? How hard is it to get rid of a squatter? This is going on all over. There is an epidemic of this stuff going on because it's oftentimes happening in these liberal cities where the court system, the criminals know that even if they get busted, you know, the world's their oyster. Another one of my stories today is about tourism burglary. They're coming in from Chile, and they don't do weapons. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. The woman also noted that a for sale sign had been on the property for a long time before one person came out of nowhere and began living in the home. Well, sometimes it takes a while to close the home. It goes under escrow. Somebody needs 60 days to get their financing together. You've got a good offer, but they need a little bit of time in today's mortgage rate environment where you're up, you know, closer to 7 than you are 6. Things are expensive. It takes time for people to get these mortgages together. I don't know what the deal is on this home, but it's not like, you know, if somebody doesn't bring cash, then it may take a little bit. Residents of tight-knit Queen Street, which many have called home for over 30 years, expressed that they're ready to do as much as possible to get the alleged intruders out. How far would you go to get an intruder out? Pretty far. Like if somebody rolled into my house, I was vacant. I was gone for a week. I was down covering the border. We just thought it was vacant and you weren't living here. Man, I'd end up in jail. I'd tell you that. I'd end up in jail. Some have even floated the idea of starting a petition in hopes that it will help, according to the Daily Mail. No, the best thing you can do is literally just put up as much of a fight as you can and shame these people into getting the F out. And that's what happened in this case. My understanding that late yesterday, this article was written a few days ago. It is my understanding late yesterday, all of the folks that were in the home, they basically, it was too hot. The situation was too hot. And I think that's what you have to do if you don't want to go down that, hey, contractor, can you bring a whole bunch of hammers over there? And, you know, maybe let them know that, and with a crew of four of your biggest guys, maybe let them know that they are no longer welcome in the home and that you guys need to do some remodeling if they don't leave. And by remodeling, I mean, you know, demo, whatever you need to do. And Aloro had been living in the home with her daughter and mother until her mom's death a few years ago. A beloved community member, Andaloro, put the two-story home on the market, but that's when the tenants got in and brazenly replaced the entire front door and locks. Before her arrest on February 29th, which was captured by ABC's Eyewitness News, Andaloro faced off with the group in a tense standoff. The police were eventually called and escorted two people off the property. With at least three apparent residents still inside, cops told Andaloro that she had to sort out the saga in housing court, because it was considered a landlord-tenant issue. It's a civil matter. Police don't want to get involved. Police don't want to be responsible for making the decision. This lease looks pretty good. It's designed to have the judges do that. But, you know, the court system is oftentimes is so backed up that it allows these people, and through multiple loopholes, they just continue staying in the property. And they can stay there for literally years. Andaloro was arrested for unlawful eviction after cops arrived and determined she had changed the locks. Unlawful eviction. Could you imagine? Sorry, what? These guys came in here illegally and you're arresting me? I'd be out of my mind. In New York City, a person can claim squatter's rights after just 30 days of living at a property. 30 days. It's my place. So that's why the TikToker is saying, hey, go to places that are vacant, that look run down. They're not going to know you're in there. And, you know, if you're in New York City, 30 days, all right, you got rights. You've got literally got rights for squatting and destroying a home. Under the law, it's illegal for the homeowner to change the locks, turn off the utilities, or remove the belongings of the tenants from the property. Pacific Heights, 90? I mean, it was Michael Keaton. He's the bad guy. Melanie Griffith is in there with her boyfriend, the guy from the wrestler movie. And Matthew Modine, I believe it is. Matthew Modine, who's in Stranger Things. He had a great role there. But, you know, the whole goal is for the squatter wants to have the homeowner just come after him, because then they get arrested, like this woman. By the time someone does their investigation, their work, and their job, it will be over 30 days, and this man will still be in my home, Andaloro said. I'm really fearful that these people are going to get away with stealing my home. Well, that did not happen, but, I mean, I'm sure it wasn't in pristine condition when she got it back, and I hope she got it back late last night, because, you know, so many people have heard of this story. So many of you guys sent me this story, like, look at this going on. Look at these shenanigans happening. And yeah, I mean, it's absolute insanity what happens. And it's because the court system, it's not quick to respond. And then these people understand that if they get one of these entities that bails everybody out, they're going to get some legal representation. And they're going to figure out a loophole where they can stay in there forever. And if you try and go in and just take them out of there, you're the one that's literally going to go to jail like this woman here did. Now, I don't think she's going to get prosecuted, because, you know, once they sort it out like that, the cops don't know. The cops are just like, yeah, you're going to jail. You know, this is what we're understanding. So somebody's got to go to jail. Who's going? You know, like in a domestic violence issue when somebody, you know, whacks somebody else, somebody's going to go to jail. Pick who it is. Well, it's not the squatters. It's not the squatters. So when I was at the Bellevue protest last weekend, glad I went to that, because there's so many of these stories that I'm reading now. The one of the employees of the owner of the home that has squatters in it, he flagged me down, and you can see it in the video, but his bottom line was, and He's, I don't know where he's from, but he's not, he's shorter and a little bit darker. He drove kind of a big landscape truck, or maybe a construction truck, something along those lines. And he told me, hey, with his window rolled down in the middle of the street in third world countries, and he kind of pointed over, you wouldn't have this happen. And he was basically saying somebody would just, go in there with a crew of guys and toss people out, just throw them out in the street. Just you don't have a court system that coddles these criminals, that coddles these squatters. You've got basically vigilante justice, and it's accepted because in that society, you're not going to take my house. You take my house, you're going to get pummeled. You're going to get thrown to the street and you're going to get pummeled. But not in the good old US of A, and especially not in these big liberal cities where, the tenants have all the rights and the landlords, they're just standing around holding their, going, what do we do here? What's going on? What do we do? And they got to lawyer up. They got to spend a bunch of money. And then they got to go through this whole process. You can spend thousands of dollars, spin your wheels with attorneys before you even get anywhere at all. So it sounds like this case had a happy ending. I'm sure it'll be in, it should be out there. There's a couple of stories on how it went, but I couldn't verify, so I didn't include those in today's newscast, whatever it is that we're calling. Thank you so much for joining today. Love to have you subscribe. If you haven't already, hit that notification bell, hit that like button, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye for now.